Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger's here, too. Pam's a great friend of ours, a long time. Golly, coming up on, we'll celebrate her 13th anniversary this year as a member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top retail experts in the Brain Trust. She's the author of all the important books on retail, Shops That Pop, Why People Buy Things They Don't Want, Shopping, Let Them Eat Cake, Putting the Lux, etc. You got the idea. And then this one, What Do Henrys Want? And she's going to remind us who the Henrys are. She's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be with you. 13 years has gone awful fast.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
I know.
So, okay, Pam.
Yes.
Remind the audience who the Henrys are.
Well, the Henrys are what they're a demographic consumer group that is defined as high income, high earners, not rich yet. So that's what the acronym
right.
stands
Did you come
for.
Up with that acronym?
High earners, not rich yet.
Did you come up with that acronym?
Oh, no, I didn't. I borrowed
darn,
it from
I wanted
an
to give you credit
sports.
For it. I do that whenever you're not here. I always give you credit for it anyway. So,
well, thank you. Well, I like to think I've popularized it.
I think you did. There you go. That's the way to say it.
Yeah.
So, okay. You've got some new perspectives on the retail marketplace I want you to share with us.
Yes, definitely. Well, I'll be talking next week is the big National Retail Federation big show in New York at Javits Center, and I'm going to be talking during their Sunday small business experience.
Good for you.
So that's just that's a day just devoted to issues of importance for small
right.
businesses.
Right.
And every retailer can come to those sessions on Sunday for free. They, you know, you pay like $1,000+ to get into the NRF meeting.
Right.
But you can come free if you're a retailer, and we'll be closing that event, me and Brent Ridge, who is one of the Beekman boys, who has a brand and a retail store called
right.
Beekman 1802. So we'll be closing that session and talking about how to make retail personal and the power of that person-to-person retailing. And, you know, thinking about small businesses, I mean, your audience may not be running a retail operation, but small businesses, all of them, have got this power in their
right.
hands. And
well, speaking of powers and current events, I don't know if you saw my predictions, but one of my predictions this year was that relevant small retailers will benefit from the collapse of irrelevant retail giants.
Oh, definitely.
Like Macy's and Sears, which will create a vacuum, a retail vacuum, only some of which will be filled by companies like Amazon.
Right.
I believe that the collapse of those giants,
right.
there's a reason for it. And the reason is not just because people are going online. The reason is because of the experience that they're not getting. And I think, I'm not going to tell retailers, that's your job, Pam. I'm
right.
not going to tell retailers how to dissect that, how to slice and dice it and strategize against it. But I'm telling you, this is good news for small businesses.
It really is. But, you know, I wrote a blog about, you know, what the collapse of the closing of these 100 Macy's stores is going to mean for the economy overall. So we may have some rough times ahead before, you know, things start turning around ultimately at retail. Just because those 100 stores, I mean, Macy's just announced they're firing over 10,000
people.
Employees.
Well, Sears, look at what's going. Sears is doing. I realize there's a hit there.
Yeah, it's going to be a hit to the economy.
But that has nothing to do with the fact that there's low-hanging fruit going to be out there. People
yeah.
are going to be – they're
right.
going to, I mean, just imagine this, folks, and this is a little bit – this is very facetious. But you got a consumer doing spins in the parking lot saying, where do I go now? Where do I go now? And when they spin around, they need to see your small business neon sign saying, come here, we love you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I think it is a tremendous opportunity. But, you know, you've got to target the right customer, and that's what the importance of the Henrys are, because they have higher levels of income. Now, they're not rich, but their income's from $100,000 to about $250,000. So they're doing better than just about 80% of the consumers. And, you know, they don't have to shop at Target and Walmart.
Right.
Like so many lower-income families do, they have choices and they have discretion to spend. So that's
just
really
the
sweet spot.
I just remind people, Pam, that we're the same analog beings we were 10,000 years ago when we lived in caves.
Yeah, we are.
We still want to touch things. We still want to connect with people. We're a gregarious species.
Right.
And that's not going to change.
No, it isn't.
It may not make your year, but I'm telling you, let me put it this way. There are going to be some small businesses that aren't going to get it and they're not going to make it. But the ones who get what we and I are talking about right now, I think they're going to be able to see a noticeable bump in their revenue this year.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I think the key really is to keep focused on what you're doing great,
keep
focused on your customers and the ones that you want to attract to your store, and not worry about your competitors and not worry about what's going on at the mall. Because, I mean, there's 60-odd malls in the country that are really on life support.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And now that these anchors are moving out.
Right. That's
like the broken windows theory, you know, in a neighborhood. So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you think it's a good idea don't you think right now is a good idea for you to talk to your customers, the people who are coming to your door, and say, what do you think about Sears closing and Macy's closing? What do you think caused that? And sort of get their idea to find, and then say, what can I do to make sure that that doesn't happen to me? What, I don't know, just some kind of conversation with customers and use that as a catalyst. What do you think about that?
Well, I think, I'm a researcher. I mean, that's where I come from. So talking to your customers and learning as much as you can from them is so critical to guiding and directing your business. One of the things that I see and is that people, you talk to your customers, but sometimes you get like little nuggets of brilliance that comes out of their mouths and then you forget about it. So I advise people to keep a notebook by the cash register, somewhere in your store that, when someone says something to you, you can write it down and remember it and then talk and share it with your with your staff, because they're often the front line.
And if you
too.
Think about Sears and Macy's, they got a lot of different departments.
Yes, they do.
That's a lot of little vertical small business boutiques out
there. Opportunities.
They can pick up all different parts of those operations. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about her program to make retail personal.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.